tech firms work to appease publishers, Amazon launching its own delivery service, and Instagram stories can be cross-posted to Facebook. It's Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. All of that is coming up along with the week's news quick hits on episode 296 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers, new media, new strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 296 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of BraveAdWorld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in social media and digital marketing news. Every week, I take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wigert, and getting this episode out a little late this week, but maybe you had a holiday weekend, so it'll just feel like it's coming out on a Monday. But yes, there is a lot to talk about. So with that, let's get into the headlines and talk first about the relationship publishers are having, nurturing, continuing to grow, or step away from tech firms. So tech firms, they're working to make publishers happy so they can distribute content on their platforms. Tech firms want publishers distributing content on their platforms. So this week, Apple announced a test that would allow publishers to serve ads in Apple News through Google's DoubleClick. Many publishers, they already leverage DoubleClick, so this test would make it easier for them to implement campaigns on their sites across other tech, which in this case means Apple News. This is intended to make monetization on the publisher's end much easier, but you know, it comes with some risks to Apple. It means opening up the doors a bit to Google, which is kind of a fox in the hen house, because Apple has really positioned itself to be this privacy-focused company. So they're kind of opening the doors up at least a bit to Google, at least when it comes to Apple News. Speaking of Google, Google is also working to court publishers because it announced that it is ending its first-click free policy. If you aren't familiar, the policy made subscription-funded publishers allow visitors to see at least three articles free of charge if they wanted their content to show up in search. So that basically publishers have their hands held. Like, you have to let people see at least three free articles if you want to show up in search. And that policy, it's being lifted to let publishers decide how much content they want to let users view for free, which is being embraced by publishers because they were pretty frustrated that Google was dictating how their businesses should run. It went so far as the Wall Street Journal pulling out of the first click free policy, and that they took a hit for that. That led to a 94% plunge in Google News site traffic for the Wall Street Journal. So pretty significant. It is a publisher's market now. And platforms, they're beginning to see that. And Facebook, they've kind of taken this draconian approach to how they deal with publishers when it comes to instant articles. And they give in only a bit here and there. But Apple News and Google, they appear to be making some more significant shifts. And that matters. Publishers and their content, that's what keeps users coming back time and time again. Without the publishers, services like Apple News, well, they have no reason to exist. So this is significant. Previously, publishers were basically following the rules that they were told to, following the rules that were just dictated to them, whether they agreed with them or not. Now, they're the ones making the demands, and tech platforms are starting to listen. All right, let's talk next about Amazon, because Amazon, like, they're just disrupting everything they can possibly disrupt. They're in the process of testing a new delivery service that would cut out UPS, cut out FedEx from the two-day delivery process and make Amazon the fulfiller of online orders. The announcement sent stocks for UPS and FedEx down, expectedly, but the move from Amazon, that wasn't expected. Amazon's been testing this program for some time, and it makes sense for Amazon to control the final part of the exchange it has with its users. Given its size and scale, managing fulfillment would certainly be a major cost saver for Amazon. The move certainly emphasizes Amazon's power in the market among retailers, and they know it because lately retailers have been going after Amazon in partnership with Google Express. So needless to say, Amazon's continuing to grow more dominant in the category, but it finally seems there's some collaboration among retailers to fight back. All right, let's talk about Instagram and what they're doing with stories. So following a test in Portugal, Facebook is adding a new option for Instagram stories. It allows users to cross-post their Instagram stories to Facebook stories as well. The feature is only available to people, so brands don't have access because brands don't have access to Facebook stories yet. The update, it's intended to decrease the work it requires to manually post to both Instagram stories as well as Facebook stories, if users so choose to do that. I mean, Instagram stories is much more popular than Facebook stories, so why really take the time to post to Facebook stories? Stories on Facebook, they haven't been anything near the success of Instagram stories, but this move, it makes Facebook stories a potentially more attractive option. The problem with Facebook stories is people don't really use it, at least not to the level of Instagram stories, but allowing users to cross-post from Instagram to Facebook as well helps get content on Facebook stories, which may bring more users into the feature. They're gonna start to see, oh, what are those stories that I see at the top of my Facebook timeline? They might check it out. Users have shown a willingness to engage with Facebook stories, but this move, it's meant to give the feature much more prominence. And it's interesting because what was once Snapchat's most defining feature has become central to Facebook's plans for its products, stories. All right, that is it for the week's main story. So now I'm going to dive into the news quick hits where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. Facebook is working to right the ship after revelations that Russian accounts launched ads containing misinformation to influence the 2016 presidential election. This week, Facebook announced the hiring of 1,000 people who will be reviewing ads on the social network for their content and targeting. Beyond that, Facebook will be implementing more requirements to run ads on Facebook, including the ability for users to review all ads a business is running from their Facebook pages. Facebook steps are intended to implement some self-regulation before federal regulations are considered, and they underscore the importance of human oversight over automated. Yahoo, well, they revealed that the 2013 cyber attack was actually worse than the 1 billion accounts it reported initially that were being compromised. It's now been revealed that attackers managed to gain access to all 3 billion Yahoo accounts. Every single person with a Yahoo account as of August 2013 was included in the breach. Instagram added a new interactive sticker to stories that allow users to poll people. The stickers create two options for users to choose between by tapping one of the stickers. From there, they can see how the results for the poll are looking in real time. Instagram also added a new color picker option to make it easier to draw with specific colors. It's kind of similar to Photoshop's eyedrop tool. Lastly, Instagram launched an alignment tool to help users better position stickers in their stories. Google is testing an offer to publishers that would give them additional aggregate data about their site visitors. The test is called Insight Engine Project, and it provides age, gender, relevant search history, shopping history, and general purchase behaviors for site visitors. Google's pitch is that it helps publishers serve more relevant ads to their audiences. As part of the Facebook Journalism Project, the social network is testing an additional information button in articles shared in a user's newsfeed. The button brings in additional information from other sources like trending articles related to a subject, a Wikipedia entry about the publisher, and other information that provides additional context for the story being shared. All right, this next one's a big one. Google announced a slew of new devices this week, including new versions of its Pixel phones, the Pixel 2 and the Pixel XL. Both phones are water resistant and boast incredible cameras, and neither has a headphone jack, so Apple won there. Users can activate Google Assistant by squeezing the edges of the phones. The second device was the Google Home Mini, which adds Google Assistant skills to any Chromecast audio capable speakers in someone's home. This is meant to extend Google Home capabilities throughout the house. The third device was the Google Home Max, which is a far more powerful Google Home with much better sound, voice recognition, which enables it to interact differently with different members of a household because it recognizes their voices. The Google Pixel Book is the next device, and it's a high-end Chromebook that also works as a tablet. Finally, there's the Daydream View, Google's VR headset, which includes new colors as well as 250 VR games built for Daydream-capable phones. And a moment of silence because instant messaging service AOL Instant Messenger, better known as AIM, is shutting down on December 15th. While AIM was incredibly popular for a time, it's been eclipsed by services like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. All right, that is it for episode 296 of the Brave Ad World podcast. Before I let you go, send questions, comments, let me know what you like, let me know what you don't to braveadworld@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think, and it helps others find the podcast. I can be found on Twitter at @twiegert. That's T-W-I-E-G-E-R-T. You can also find my personal thoughts and insight on social media and digital marketing at braveadworld.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.